made complicated for the fact that the, what we did to not go over on the side of a much tougher resolution than we had in mind. And Stephen can do this is the best we can get in order to defeat the extreme African resolution. And that whether the secretary's proposed changes that are noted in brackets here would be negotiable or not, with the applicant is not at all clear.
How about we just abstain?
Although Adelaide thinks that probably can't get over the negotiation.
He does, but I mean, even with it, though, there's an awful lot of stuff. I don't know, what did he say about the push he had to avoid all that?
Well, this particular draft hasn't been floated with Aguirre. Aguirre has been really, quite moderate up there, and quite sort of hinting that he really wants to talk to these people. Now, whether he didn't want to, and probably about what they want to talk about. But, first, yeah.
Pretty harsh, isn't it, for them? I mean, then we get back in 3 months. I agree, it's just what about if we just abstain on this? We didn't negotiate it out, just abstain.
Well, if we,
that's what the French are going to do, is
I think they'll abstain probably no matter what, right?
The British are certainly abstain, yes.
Well, it's not clear. Their people have recommended.
I don't know if you
and the message here was to indicate that they're taking things to do with the country. Compromise. That means you'd have seven votes from our fourth compromise. And the applicants, if they had any sense, would never allow their present resolution to be brought to a vote. They'd bring this one to a vote, even if we abstain, the British abstain, the French abstain. So if we vote for it, probably be 8-0 and 3-6. This would, you know, this would obviously enrage the Africans and make them feel that they really can't work with us. Considerably hurt, I think, the possibility of getting them into a dialogue. So I might increase the.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that?
Scale down the words like decide and
intent to
withdraw all military out of forces that doesn't employ for that purpose. It's a position which the Secretary of Defense, which I concur, I don't think we can ask the Portuguese to take their troops out, because they have on the Congo if they do that. So what we've suggested is that we take out the material that's in brackets, combine B and C, so it reads the immediate possession of all active repression and promulgation of a political amnesty and the established
something.
He has agreed to this.
Well, it's simply, I'd rather advise that referendum, because
they misappraise the balance of votes in the security council. I think they think that we could force through something mild, and I think we just can't.
I'll talk about the Secretary of Commerce, you know, see what is it you want to do. Okay, cooperate, they feel so strong, what is it you want to do? What time do you have to get an answer?
Well, theoretically, about this afternoon, we'll be going. If the U.S. doesn't have instructions, there can't be an answer.
Why don't we have the Secretary, you call here and ask him now, what is the need here, what is it that you want, because the message I read, what is it you want?
Sure. His message was sent probably after, before he saw the compromise.
Before he saw the compromise?
I would judge,
yeah. We did it, he makes reference to the moderate vote resolution.
No, he's talking about because before he's seen this, now, he's talking about our first one.
Our first.
No, the one he's tuned up and seen up about is the one that came down from New York last night, surely. Which is the one that you have here without the changes.
I don't think so.
Well, let me see.
He's still trying to amend the original.
But Dean did refer back to London for instructions last night.
Yeah, he did.
I think that must have crossed this.
Consider what his emotions must be as he reads this. discuss it, he likes to go ahead with it.